I love you forever with all my heart. I love you forever, forever you're my King. I love you forever with all my heart. And I love you forever, forever you're my King. Your mercy forever shall follow me. Your mercy forever, forever you're my King. Your mercy forever shall follow me. My shelter forever, forever you're my King.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, Lord. We want to thank you for yet another day that you have made. Thank you for being my love forever. Thank you for being my shelter forever. Thank you for being my mercy forever. Thank you for being the glory forever, Lord. You are everything that we need and more. And I'm mindful, oh God, that the message that I preached on Sunday, God, that you yet remain the same. Seasons change, people change, times change, God, but you remain the same. God, you remain consistent. You said in your word yesterday, today, and forever. And because of that, Lord, we can find faithfulness in you. Because of that, we can find timeliness in you. But because of that, Lord, we can find consistency in you. And we're grateful that you are a consistently faithful and timely God. No matter what it is that we may need in our lives, Lord, you can supply all of those needs. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you can't accomplish. There's nothing, oh God, that you cannot fulfill. And so, Lord, as we seek your face early in the morning while you may yet be found, Lord, we ask that you would come in the morning and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our minds on this day in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And your word declares, oh God, that we desire, that we shall have the desire to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Lord, we can't walk worthy, we can't declare ourselves good unless you order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead, guide, and direct us right now in Jesus, as we go through this day. We won't lean into our own understanding, but in everything that we do, God, we will acknowledge, Lord, that we are nothing without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't move without you. Lord, we don't even have our very being without you, because you are the source of everything. You are the substance of life for us, Lord, and you are the very filling of everything that we need to be filled in this day and time. Holy Ghost, come to more and have
your way in the hearts and the minds of your people, that we may be the lights that you need for us to be today, that we may be the beacon of hope, Lord, that you need for us to be today, that we may have a word, oh God, to declare to someone so that they may ask, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we bind the spirit of haughtiness, we bind the spirit of foolishness, we bind the spirit of cantankerousness, oh God, I know that's not a word, everything that's unlike you, God, that makes it simple and plain, God. If it's not like you, Lord, I bind it in your people right now, and I cast it out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You need us to let our light shine so someone may know that there is a better way. They don't have to go the way that seems right. They don't have to go the way that they think may be right. But, Lord, there is a way that is absolutely right, and that way is a way of holiness. Lord, thank you, oh God, to today, that holiness is not a denomination, but holiness is what you long for out of your people, and holiness is what you demand. You told your people that they need to be holy, for you are holy. So, my God, make us holy in all manner of conversation. Make us holy in all of our interactions. Make us holy in all of our ways, oh. Make us holy in all of our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us holy, God, in everything that we put our hands to do so that you might get the glory out of our lives. God, we're in a time that we need to be praying. Lord, in my personal prayer time this morning, Lord, I beckon and I ask, oh God, that you would allow your people, oh God, to stir up a spirit of prayer, that you would stir up a spirit of prayer in the midst of your people. Our land needs to be healed, God. Our families need to be healed, oh God. Our homes need to be healed, and healing comes when we pray. God, healing does not come when we go to a psychiatrist. Healing does not come, God, when we go sit down and talk to friends, but God, you are the way. You are the truth, and you are the light, God. If we come to you first, seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, then Lord, everything that we need, God, will be added unto us. You have the answer for the world today. You have the answer for sickness today. God, you have the answer for confusion today. Lord, you have the answer for everything that may come our way today, whether it's with our finances, whether it's with our physical bodies, whether it's with our loved ones. Lord, you have the answer. And since you have the answer, there's no need for us to go to anyone else. But God, I'm taking all of my cares. I'm taking all of my problems. I'm taking all of my desires to the Lord, and I'm going to leave them with you. I'm not going to pick them up as I pray. I'm not going to take them with me as I go away, Lord, but I'm casting all of my cares upon you this day, for I understand, God, that you... And you said, I can take your yoke upon me because your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. And so, Lord, I cast all of those things, oh God, and we cast all of those things that cause us concern, oh God, that cause us to worry. Lord, we put them under subjection right now, and we leave them right at the altar with you. And as we leave, oh God, refine us, revive us, refresh us, renew us. Oh, God, stir up in us the more in the mighty name of Jesus, and come the more and have your way. Thank you for remaining to be the same. You're that same God that made the way out of no way before in my life. You're that same God that healed me from all manners of sickness and disease before. And God, since you've done it before, Lord, I understand that you're able to do it again. You're not a respecter of person. But God, you work all things together for good. Oh God, unto you, oh God, that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in us. Help us to yield to your spirit, Lord, today. Help us to yield to your way, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to give us a nevertheless, oh God, not my will, but let thine will be done. Everything that we do, Lord, so that you might be pleased with us and that you might get the glory out of our lives. As we work our way, oh God, the day of Thanksgiving. Let Thanksgiving ring down in our souls all the day long, not just on Thursday, Lord, a day that the world has set aside to be a day of Thanksgiving, Lord, but every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. You've been good to me, Lord. My soul can't even express how great you've been. Lord, I don't know all. I can't remember all the ways that you've made, but if I just look back over my life and take some time to think things over, Lord, I will be able to declare that my good days outweigh my bad days. And since my good outweighs my bad, Lord, that means that you are working on my behalf and you're working things out for my good. Help me to find peace in you, oh God, today. Help me to find rest in you, oh God, today. Help me to find renewal in you, oh God, today. That means I must spend some more time in prayer, oh God, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, you are that place of safety. Lord, you are that place of peace. Oh God, you are that sanctuary city, oh God, that we need wherever we go. No matter if we find ourselves in a fiery trial, you are still that Prince of Peace, and you are still that Lord of Lords. Whether, God, we're being tossed to and fro by the waves and the winds and the storms of life, oh God, you are still that God that can speak peace, right in the midst of the storm. No matter what comes our way, oh God, today, help us to find rest in you. Help us to find safety in you. Help us to find joy and peace in you, oh God, and that is given by your Spirit, by saying yes to his will and saying yes to his way. As he seeks to empower us, as he seeks to anoint us afresh, as he seeks to elevate us to a higher level in you each and every day. We say yes to your will right now. We say yes to your way, Lord, and we say yes, come more and have your way. I love you, God, forever with all my heart. I love you forever, forever. You are my king. You are my shelter. You are my grace and my mercy. God, you are the lover of my soul, and I thank you because each and every day you remind me that you remain to be the same. So anoint us for today. Anoint us for this day. Anoint us with power, oh God, clarity, strength, Lord, a greater refreshing, revival, whatever it is that we need, oh God, to be victorious in this day. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for breakthrough for all of those that are connected to us spiritually and physically, oh God, so that you be pleased with us, Lord, and we can exhibit or we can feel or see the results of the great wonder-working work that you are performing in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your plans that are sure. Thank you for being a God that knows what he's doing, that knows my ending from my beginning, so, Lord, I can walk in victory and I can walk in your promises on this day. Bless us, oh God. Keep us all the day long. And, Lord, we be careful to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Honor our consecration today. Lord, I call out the name of Melissa Shepherd. I believe that was the young lady's name who stopped me while I was praying in St. Louis, Lord God, that you would continue to open ways for her and her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of Connie Coulter and the baby. I forgot the baby's name. I haven't said it enough. That you would touch that baby, oh God, and that family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of Little Gwendolyn Cork and Little Bella. Oh, God, that you would bless those two babies, oh, God, that you continue to strengthen them and bring them up, oh, God, to be great testimonies of healing and deliverance. I pray for the household of faith everywhere, that we will stand and remain steadfast and holy, that you might get the glory out of our lives in this last and evil day. Touch, deliver, set free, give us victory, and we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise. It's in Jesus' master's name we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.